Praise is one of the most underestimated tools in leadership and practice management. Used correctly, it can transform motivation, reinforce performance, and set a clear direction for the future. This is Dr. Martin Baxman with the Lean Orthodontics Podcast. In orthodontics and in the daily running of a practice, praise is not just a pleasant gesture, it is a strategic instrument. It strengthens relationships, builds trust, and ensures that the culture of improvement continues to grow. Too often, however, praise is either absent, delayed, or delivered in a way that weakens its impact. If we want consistent excellence, we must learn to use praise with precision and purpose. The first principle is immediacy. Praise must be given as quickly as possible after the action. Many supervisors make the mistake of waiting for the next team meeting or a formal occasion to highlight good performance. While public recognition can be valuable, the most powerful praise is immediate. When recognition comes right after the action, the connection is strong and memorable. Think of conditioning. Pavlov's dog salivated when the bell rang because the reward was tied directly to the stimulus. If you reward a dog 3 days after it gives its paw, the behavior will never be reinforced. The same applies to people. Praise must be prompt to have impact. When you step in right away and say, "That was well done," you anchor the behavior and make it far more likely to be repeated. The second principle is specificity. Vague compliments such as, "You're a great employee," or "You're reliable," may sound nice, but they don't connect to actual performance. Effective praise highlights the exact behavior that led to success. For example, acknowledging the careful preparation before a patient conversation or recognizing the thoughtful planning of biomechanics in treatment. This kind of praise is anchored in reality, and it reinforces the precise actions that should be repeated. Specific praise makes the compliment meaningful, memorable, and motivating. It tells the person exactly what worked and why it mattered, which is essential for building repeatable excellence. The third principle is direction. Praise should not only recognize what has been done, but also set expectations for the future. When you tell someone, "If you prepare this thoroughly every time, your patient conversations will continue to succeed," you are guiding them toward consistent excellence. Praise becomes both recognition and instruction, reinforcing the cycle of improvement. It is not just about celebrating the past, it is about shaping the future. In lean orthodontics, this forward-looking approach is crucial. We praise the behavior, then point to the next iteration, the next application, and the next opportunity to do it again, better and faster. Let's put this into practice. Imagine you see an employee preparing meticulously for a patient consultation. Instead of waiting until the next meeting, you step in immediately and say, "That preparation was excellent. Because you thought through every detail, the conversation went smoothly." This praise is immediate and specific, and it sets direction. If you continue preparing this way, you'll achieve the same success again. The employee feels valued, understands exactly what behavior is being recognized, and knows how to replicate it. That is the power of effective praise. Praise also has a multiplier effect. When delivered correctly, it not only motivates the individual, but also influences the entire team. Others see that good work is recognized, and they are encouraged to strive for the same level of excellence. Over time, this creates a culture where improvement is expected, appreciated, and rewarded. In lean orthodontics, this culture is essential. It ensures that processes are continuously refined, that efficiency grows, and that patient care reaches the highest standards. When praise is part of the daily rhythm, quick, specific, and directional, your practice becomes a place where excellence is normal and improvement is continuous. Now, let's summarize the three principles once more. Give praise immediately, make it specific, and use it to set direction. Applied this way, praise becomes a powerful tool for building motivation, reinforcing success, and shaping the culture of your practice. It's simple, but it requires discipline. Notice the behavior, respond quickly, name the exact action, and point to the future. Do this consistently, and you will see measurable changes in performance, morale, and outcomes. Here's a practical challenge for you. The next time you notice someone in your team doing something well, don't wait. Step in right away, highlight the exact behavior, and explain how it will lead to future success. You'll be surprised at how quickly this changes the atmosphere in your practice.
And when you apply this to yourself, recognizing your own effective behaviors and setting direction for your next iteration, you'll find that praise is not just a leadership tool, it's a personal performance accelerator. Thank you for listening to the Lean Orthodontics podcast with Dr. Martin Buxman. I hope today's insights help you in your practice and inspire you to keep improving step by step. Stay lean, stay focused, and I'll see you in the next episode.